Yep, this is your boy MZ.
And your boy Vumi.
And this is the Much Chess Podcast.
Back at it again.
Yeah, man.
We at you.
Starting off on the wrong foot there, Vumi.
Yeah, no. It's been a long day.
Yeah, you don't have to tell me twice.
It doesn't.
You were actually working from home, so I don't know how it was a long day.
I was enjoying my homework day.
Yeah, fuck that. I won't lie, today was actually a very, very long day. But I think it was just long for a few reasons. I have this earache that's like...
What, ear infection or what?
Nah, I think it's self-inflicted. I put an earbud in too far.
Oh.
And then, so what I did was, I was like, fuck, okay.
You turned up the volume.
No, I didn't turn up the volume. So what I did was, it was irritating me, you know?
Mm-hmm.
When you spit or when you, you know when you spit and then you sort of activate your ears, you know, like when you're in the air?
Yes, yeah.
All that stuff. Anyway, mm-hmm. And I could feel that it was like not in the right state. So I went to the pharmacy because I was like, I don't need to go to a doctor. It wasn't that bad.
Yeah.
Go to the pharmacy, ask, you know, look, this is the issue. You have a tissue for that? And they were like, yeah. So they gave me like these drops or whatever. So I applied those drops for like two days. And then I was just like, I felt that it was getting a bit worse.
Mm.
I don't know if I was just applying the drops incorrectly or I don't know what, dog. But it felt like it was getting worse in the sense that my ear was getting more blocked and more blocked.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where I am today, basically. And it's just not opening up, basically. So it's like
shit,
I'm low key halfway deaf on this side. Like even if someone calls me from this side and I'm at work or something, like
that happened to me when I was a bit fluey once, and it was for days like that. I was actually worried. I started googling.
Yeah, but I think I'm just definitely gonna go to the doctor tomorrow.
Yeah, I think you should. Yeah,
there's no. I mean,
one more remedy to try is boil some water, and then put a cloth in the hot water. And then rinse it out, obviously, and then put it over your ear
so that it warms up the whole area.
So what happens? It creates a pressure differential. So if it's a pressure issue, it should like equalize the pressure. It kind of worked for me when my ear was.
I'll try that.
But if it's been like this for, I think just doctors. Like,
no, I mean I'll try that tonight. Yeah, I'll go to the doctor tonight. Yeah. But
that should work.
And then if it doesn't, then I'll just go to the doctor tomorrow. There's no two ways about it. Actually,
Most chats offering you health tips. You know what it is.
Yeah, sure. That's a health tip. Let's say that. Yeah. It's a health tip. Yeah.
All right, man. Let's get started on these topics.
I don't know if you saw. In fact, like this is hot off the press, like today. Mm. But I've been following this story for a while now. The whole fall of an empire. This nigga Jesse Smollett.
Oh my God.
Have you heard about that?
Yeah, I actually wanted to do more reading up on this thing before I vomit on this thing.
You don't need to do that. So basically, let's break it down. Jesse Smollett is an actor.
Yes.
On Empire, which was once a hit show.
Mm.
I don't know how people are... Is that thing even still on?
Fam, I don't know.
Anyway, that thing was like probably good for one season. Yeah. And then... Yeah, I mean, then, come on. In any case, people were still on it, obviously. But this guy, apparently, he's about to lose his role there because I think they were just writing him out of the story.
Oh snap!
Or something like that.
Okay, I didn't.
That's what I heard.
See the things. So.
But
yeah,
in any case, that's besides the point.
Yeah.
Maybe it is part of the point. But anyway, so this guy he allegedly got assaulted.
Yeah, that I know, yeah.
So at 2 a.m., he went to go get some Subway.
That's not a plug. We're not plugging Subway.
No, we're not plugging, but that's what he said.
Okay.
He went to
get a Subway.
A foot long of something at 2 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently, this is in Chicago.
Mm.
So he was walking back to, I don't know where, the train station or something.
Mm-hmm.
And he allegedly got attacked, and it was allegedly a hate crime because shouted
this MAGA country
before that, but they shouted the N-word and homophobic slurs.
But wasn't it two black guys?
Yeah, listen to the story, Fiend.
Okay, all right.
So they did that. Then they shouted that, and then they also obviously shouted, "This is MAGA country."
Okay.
They beat him up, got into a tussle, put a noose around his neck, poured bleach on him. Hey,
no,
dog,
sorry,
this
no.
shit is serious, bro.
I need to explain my laughter.
Let the story flow.
But just wait.
Let
it's because of that Gucci thing.
Story,
which is another topic.
Flow. we'll get to that.
Okay.
So. In any case, so basically everyone is like, so now, you know, this guy is recounting the story. I think he has like a show that he's performing at, and he tells it, or I think it was an interview.
That's later.
Okay. That's why I'm explaining.
Okay.
That's why.
Yes.
So people took videos of him during the show that he was doing.
Okay.
And you know, he said a lot of stuff, and at the end he was like, "Yeah, I'm the gay Tupac." All right, we're like, okay, word.
Yeah.
And then, anyway, long story short, he ends up doing an interview on some show, and I think Good Morning America or something.
Uh-huh.
Prior to this, after he was telling his story initially, I think on social medias and stuff, he got a lot of support from Democratic presidential nominees and stuff. People were calling this a modern day lynching. Like, people were behind.
Yeah, because people
right?
jumped on the bandwagon.
Because
yeah.
I mean, it's a dog. You know, you believe. Yeah.
You believe the victim. Yeah,
as well,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you know, it seems incredible.
And obviously, we're in that space where it's like this hesitation to believe. People who've been marginalized, people who are marginalized.
Yeah, you just
society,
you don't even ask questions. You just believe. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But and that's another thing that this actually brings up.
Yeah,
what's
yeah,
problematic
no.
about
yeah,
that as well.
Yeah.
But we'll get to that.
Yeah,
so in any case, you know, people were rocking with him. They were behind him. They were like, you know, this is, you know, homophobic and racial. As well as political, you know what I'm saying?
Mm.
So, yeah. But obviously, there were people who were skeptics. But the skeptics always come out later. They're like, yeah, I didn't believe him anyway.
Yeah, obviously.
But anyway, it's fine.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, he did an interview, dog. And I don't know if you've seen the interview, but
he was really emotional.
He looked real.
Yeah.
Like,
no,
he looked real.
I mean, he is an actor.
Yeah. Who was losing his job. But he was, you know, he was,
yeah,
he looked
yeah.
real, dog.
Mm.
And then come to find out, like, after, you know, all of a second Sunday, guy now is, the police are giving reports of some sort that he's being investigated now.
Like, oh. Yeah. I remember picking up before we recorded this,
I was watching a press conference by the Chicago Police Department.
Yeah.
Saying that, yeah, this guy has been arrested. They were just recounting the events.
The events, yeah.
The timeline, basically. And they were saying that he orchestrated the whole thing. He hired these two black guys, these brothers, who one of them he's worked with before on Empire. He paid them about, like, $3,500.
Okay.
To do this, to go and buy ski masks,
and bleach and rope
and all this stuff.
Yeah.
And then he also said, so the plan was that they were gonna do it, and then they were gonna go to Nigeria and come back after 2 weeks, and then he was gonna pay them an extra $500 when they came back. You know, things like that.
Okay.
So basically, yeah, they brought these guys in because of video cameras and they're following them, and you know, blah blah blah, detectives and stuff. And yeah, basically he had to turn himself in, I think yesterday or something. And
That's crazy.
Now he's facing a felony charge.
Felony?
Yeah, yeah. It's like a class 4 felony for something about false claims or something. Disturbing the peace or something.
Yeah, and, so I also watched a video today about it. It was a CNN interview. Between, I think, one sort of prominent political commentator in the US. I'd never heard of him before. And he's a close friend of
Jesse Smollett.
What? Mm. So he was saying that, like, you know, he's just as shocked as everyone is. But they were actually commenting, because obviously the CNN is trying to frame it in a political way because they're running up to elections and all that. So they were just like analyzing how quick every politician was to jump on the issue and to comment on it. Even Trump jumped on it and said this ain't good, which I was surprised to hear, actually.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, he did. He tweeted something. It's like, it's,
but you, you know why? Probably, I think he jumped on that because in Chicago he's not very popular there.
He
didn't get much votes.
Yeah, there, whatever, so the case may be. And then they had this clip of a politician, a Democrat, who's also sort of, I think, aligning herself for the presidency.
She Kamala was Harris.
Was it
her? I'm asking.
I don't know. I've
She's fresh.
If you check Facebook, I am in a self-imposed exile from American politics.
I feel like Facebook is not the only place you can get information.
No. I posted on Facebook that I'm done commenting on U.S. political issues on social media and publicly.
Which is sort of not true,
though. Well, it is true, because I don't...
Doing it in public.
No, this is not political. This is... I said politics. Anything to do with the U.S. government, the Democrats, and the Republicans. We're talking about Jesse Smollett right now. I said I will not comment until the next election cycle, when and if Donald Trump leaves. So, the next thing... So what they were saying is, like, everyone jumped on the bandwagon. They jumped on this thing, right? Because, I mean, it's the thing to do. It's a campaign year. What? Yeah. So then now they asked her. They were like, oh, so what about your comments about Jesse Smollett on Twitter? Then she's like, what tweet? And they're like, oh, that one where you were, like, defending Jesse Smollett. And then she's like, yeah, well, obviously we'll have to see what comes of the court decision. Which is true, because in the U.S., innocent until proven guilty, right? So
most places like to think that that's the case.
But I mean, the U.S., they like to hold on to that for some reason.
I
don't know if that's not the case everywhere in the world, but anyway. So the thing now is that, like, if these charges stick, but already if this story is coming out, then obviously where there's smoke, there's fire.
Dog, if the Chicago police can have a press conference with that certainty that I just saw, I mean, it's a wrap.
But, I mean, okay, we kind of, I mean, you've explained the possible why, but... And also, he himself is a homosexual actor, and he's taking his own cause back 10 years now,
twice over now, for gay people and for blacks.
Yes.
And the thing is, but to be honest, I don't know if we can look through this with a rational eye, because I don't think it's anything more than he was just looking for clout. That's about it. I mean, if you think about it, it's not that far. It was bound to happen. This was actually bound to happen. On the curve of people doing things for clout, this was bound to happen.
Yeah.
The way in which it happened was very unfortunate, because, you know,
hate crimes are such a sensitive issue. It's not like you fake that you have a new contract so you get some clout or something.
Exactly. Like, he could have just faked a break-in or faked something just to keep in the news. But he hauled ass into this thing. Like, he's like, nah, they called me the N-word, they called me the homophobic.
But you see, that's why I laugh, because, like, the guys who did it, weren't they black?
Yeah.
And they called him the N-word.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Like, you know,
I mean, obviously we didn't know that at the time. He didn't say that they were black. He said he couldn't see them or something.
It was discovered later that they were black, and he paid them.
But obviously he knew they were black.
Oh my goodness.
And, like, I mean, yeah, this guy is, yeah, he's, he, but again, this is the world of social media, man.
No, it's the world of social media. It's the world of
just wanting to get noticed. He obviously felt like if he gets his clout up, you know, maybe things might change on Empire. Yeah, they won't write him off, or they, you know.
And you know,
he'll be popping again.
You know, for me, what
look at the coverage he's got now.
You see what the problem is with this is that, like, I know there's a certain friend of mine who is, like, probably itching to come at me right now because of this issue. And we've had a long-standing argument about the era of politically correctness and all that. And his main thing was that, like, people are going to take advantage of this and that it's going to go too far and it's already gone too far. Yeah. People are going to be false accused. And unfortunately now, this one example has been proven. But it doesn't mean that because of this one example now, everything must go out the window.
But the problem is that this example now has the effect of people believing more other people about it.
Exactly. Which is,
people are going to be like, nah, man, remember when that happened?
Yeah.
Probably another case.
Exactly. So now, victims of hate crimes, of sexual violence,
it's a typical,
they're going to have to work even harder now to get recognition. I'm not saying he's got that much clout, but it's one of those things where it's now in the public consciousness.
It's
disgraceful. Like, why?
It's a typical, like, crying wolf type of thing.
Yeah.
Which doesn't only apply to him now, but it applies to black gay people whenever they have those cries. Because they ultimately, it'll lead them to think about this nigga Jesse Smollett. That's the thing. Especially if it's a celebrity, you're definitely not going to get believed. Now you did, like, yeah. That is a, that, that's, you can done. Forget that.
It's over.
No celebrity is going to be believed about any hate crime that is inflicted on them. Like, that's not going to happen. Even if it's real, like, real, that's definitely not going to happen.
That is insane.
This dude really messed it up, man. And the thing is, it begs the question that's how deep people really want to be popping, for me. Because why else? That's the only thing I can think of, is that he just wants to get this clout up.
But I also just think there's something very crazy that's going on there in his mind.
Yeah, no, he's definitely ill. There's no sane person who would do that. Like, you're not 100% sane. There's obviously some imbalance that's going on in his brain. You know, because there must be, and we can't say that no. Maybe he's been in financial troubles or something. He's wanting,
yeah, because he's
because
he's
he paid
been on
guys
it, yeah.
to do this.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's very troubling. It's very troubling.
Nah, man, that's.
But yeah, only in America, dog.
Only, well, yeah. Hopefully, only in America.
Yeah,
but look, we've also got other examples here, like your boy Terra and whatnot. But yeah,
oh dude,
yeah, that's another one.
I was actually wanting to talk about this other thing that happened on social media. I don't know if you saw it, but it actually tripped me up a lot because I didn't know. I was trying to think of what my position was.
Which issue is this?
So. You remember Bricks Mapulgado?
Oh, I have not opened those links intentionally.
What links?
I mean, I have not gone into the story intentionally.
Oh, is it?
With the Cleo, when Cleo went to Bricks. Yeah.
Well, I mean,
visited him in jail.
No. See, yeah, that's another thing about social media. It's not.
I realized
through that.
Yeah.
About how, like, social media and how tweets and stuff is like the headlines only.
You don't really know. I didn't even want to touch that with a long pole.
Yeah, look, here's what I know from what I've seen, right? DJ Cleo made a post about his visit to a prison, to which he saw Bricks there, and Bricks is a convicted rapist who's serving time.
Child rapist.
Yeah, child rapist nonetheless, dog.
Yeah, but you need to emphasize that part.
Okay, how old is the girl?
16. She's like months, bruh. Months. It was a baby.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm sure. I can double check, but I'm sure.
I don't think so for me. I won't lie, dog. You better be right. You better be right.
Just check this. 50. Oh, my bad. Oh, wait, no. 17-year-old, my bad.
Nah, dog, you see, you can't...
I corrected myself.
Yeah, but you must be careful about that. Anyway.
Yeah.
So he was... I thought she was 16, but in any case, he raped someone who was underage.
Yeah, relative, yeah.
I think that's the thing. Mm. So, and he was convicted, sentenced to 15 years, and he's serving time.
Yeah.
So now DJ Cleo posts that on Twitter, he saw Bricks, and he's like, what a surprise. I saw my guy, I'm paraphrasing now.
Yeah.
I saw my guy who was something about him being down and out in a bad situation or something, like it came across as lightening the crime that he did.
Yeah.
He didn't mention that it was rape or anything like that.
Mm, 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 mm.
And Twitter went ham. They were like, how dare you?
Mm.
You know, rapist, apologist, like all this stuff, right?
Yeah.
And I was like, yes, Cleo, what did you get yourself into, fam? What's going on? In any case, I watch, I see. And then I see, okay, Cleo starts to explain himself or whatever, and he says he'll never apologize for what he's doing. So what he's doing is he's part of this foundation with football, with other football players, other football stars or whatever, and they go to prisons and help with, rehabilitation.
Yeah, rehabilitation, prisons, yeah.
Which
is an important service.
Yeah, you see, and that's the thing. It's an important service, but others would say, "Nah, fuck that." Those guys deserve to be there, and they deserve all the. You know what I mean?
So, no, they do deserve to be there, but it doesn't mean they don't deserve rehabilitation.
No, but there's people who say that no, they don't deserve rehabilitation. They deserve to be locked away and throw away the key. That's the thing. That's the whole point. Sometimes.
Yeah, well, even if you throw away the key, they still deserve rehabilitation.
That's how do you rehabilitate someone and you throw away the idea of that. Lock them up, throw away the key, is that they don't have access to any type of anything good because they did bad.
So with a life sentence,
let's not go into the legal things, because I'm
not legal, but like I'm just saying is like, even if you're never gonna leave prison, even if you're never gonna leave prison, I don't know what my mouth is doing.
Yeah.
The fact of the matter is that rehabilitation means three things. It means understanding your crime, it means understanding why you did it, and it means having to live with it. That's what rehabilitation is. And then being able to, okay, maybe a fourth thing, being able to find yourself in the context of the decisions you've taken in your life. So you don't want someone sitting in there for the rest of his life claiming they're innocent or resenting or whatever. You try and make the person understand, and then you give them another reason to live. Maybe they write books.
I don't want to get into it, but I think it's a bit more nuanced than you putting it to those 4 points, to be quite honest.
Okay, let's go on to the initial point.
So according to DJ Cleo, he didn't know that Briggs was going to be there, but you know, the prisoners came out and the dude came out, and then, you know, this old friends type of thing, they saw each other and they dabbed, you know, and or whatever. So like a whole bunch of celebrities were just going ham at him with like being, you're trash for this, you're trash. And I was like, why is he being trash? Yeah. Because is it because you didn't like the fact that when he tweeted he didn't call him a rapist in that in that tweet, or is it because you see him doing good for prisoners and Briggs happens to be part of it? Because you don't know what all those other prisoners did there, right?
So if
Briggs wasn't in the picture and it was other prisoners, would you give that same energy? Do you know what I'm saying? So that's why I was like, okay, and the thing is, people were just really like fighting him. And even what's her name? The one who's a Sangoma.
I don't fuck with SA celebs.
Boity.
Oh, she's in Sangoma?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, she's definitely been called.
And she learns something new every day.
Yeah, and so anyway, so she was like going ham at him as well, at DJ Cleo, and saying like, you know, how could you, what are you doing, or whatever. And then Cleo just dragged her as well. But yeah, I mean, that brought up that thing. So in other words, in my mind, I was like, in that case, like, it's damned if you do, damned if you don't. And where do you draw the line as a person, like, at which point is it okay to, for the public, so in society's terms, to go and do that stuff with like someone like Briggs or something, someone who's just been convicted of a heinous crime?
Look, the thing is, he is DJ Cleo is part of a program that's there to do a specific job, right? Okay. And I think in the age of social media, you need to also be very careful about the optics of things, right? Because it's all about optics. There's always going to be a picture. There's always going to be this. There's always going to be that. So of the pictures I've seen, there's one of Briggs like being like surprised and smiling, and then DJ Cleo greeting enthusiastically.
Yeah, I've seen that one too. Yeah, right. That was okay. One of the ones that Cleo posted himself. Right? Yeah.
Yeah, there we go. So Cleo, in that sense, because the thing with social media is like everything is superficial, everything is visual. It's all about the optics. So whoever runs Cleo's social media, or even if he runs it himself, must understand that Cleo is there for a particular job, right? But in this age of social media, you need to convey that visually, right? Before you post anything else. So the thing is, like, now people are seeing this friendly picture with Briggs, and they're like, oh, he's there visiting Briggs. Because people don't investigate anymore. People are very surface.
Yeah.
They look at headlines, and they look at pictures, yeah. And then they come to conclusions.
Yeah.
I'm not necessarily saying it's a good thing, but that's where we're at. And I think that instead of Cleo trying to do a one-on-one battle with all these celebrities, he should have released a statement saying, I was there as part of this program. It's called such and such and such. This is what we do. And this is what occurred on that day. Thank you very much and good night.
Yeah, he did that later. Via tweets.
Oh, right? Via tweets. Yeah. Like, but that's why I'm saying it's like,
but I mean,
you need to hit Twitter with official statements sometimes. And then that just, I mean, people will continue to drag or whatever. But you just hit them with a nice typed up statement. Done. Finished. And clash.
But also, it's that whole Drake God plan thing that comes to me as well. Why the fuck are you posting that anyway, beloved?
You and that thing.
What do you want? Like, what do you want?
Yeah, maybe. No, he wants people post to know it on that the he's
website.
Working on this
no. Post the link to the website then, where you're doing that stuff. Because I know they have a website.
Yeah, I'll never understand this problem you have.
I won't lie, it's
publicizing
annoying.
One's charity work.
Yeah, it drives me up the wall. I don't mind. I was actually speaking to my girl about it. I don't mind it when it's a company. When a company does it, because I know a company.
Yeah, but DJ Cleo's a brand, man.
Yeah. I still have a problem with it when it's a person.
Okay.
That's my thing, because I see a person behind it. You know what I'm saying? If a company like Discovery does it, I don't see a particular person, behind it, because I can sort of forget that and be like, oh, you know what? I know their intentions aren't, no matter what the intentions are, good is being done here. I don't look at it the same way when it's a person doing it. I just don't, because it seems disingenuous to me, because I understand when a company is putting it out there, you know, for their brand, because they're associating, because they're selling a service or a product, and they want to associate goodness with that service and product.
Okay.
So,
but look, it's also a thing about influence. Right, so you are trying to show the circle that you influencers, the circle that you influence. You're trying to show them. You're trying to educate them about a particular issue.
That's not the way I do it.
According to you.
That's the thing. No. But did do you think he achieved with the masses? Because that's what he was.
No, he is. Yeah. No,
do you think he achieved?
No,
what he
I already know what you're going to say. No, so he didn't. Which is why I'm telling you that you have to be very careful with these things. Because maybe now he's taken hard work that this charity or this organization has done.
Yeah.
Back 5 years now, because they obviously want to be associated, or maybe it's something he started, but obviously it's a good cause nonetheless. Yeah. So now people are focusing
I don't think it's taking it back, because I mean people are on to the next thing.
But that's what I'm saying. You need to be very careful about how you put things out. And that's why people need, especially like,
that's why
celebrities and people in SA, like politicians as well, they need media training. Like,
fam, that's the thing. There's a whole market for this, and there's people who do
it.
And they know how to do it.
And you need
understand. There's big companies that still get it wrong. Huge companies.
Yeah, no.
That still get it wrong.
That's true. I mean, look at Gucci. But I think all these
I mean,
that's another conspiracy theory.
That's the thing. Yeah. I don't think those companies got it wrong.
Yeah.
I think they know what they're doing.
I mean, it's just one of those things. It's
But that stuff actually really doesn't bother me. The stuff that Gucci and those companies do. Simply because I can't afford to wear their clothing, so really
doesn't really
doesn't.
Yeah. But I mean, I've been,
and it's not that fresh, let's be honest.
I mean, I've been spending significantly more time on Twitter than I usually have. And I think Twitter is a very toxic environment. I think there's a lot of ignorance that gets spewed on that medium, and people don't need to explain themselves, because they just write something in 256 characters and they don't have to explain themselves or anything. And people come up with some crazy ass ideas. Because usually when I would use Twitter is when there's something going on, like an event or something, I'll follow like the hashtags to see what's going on to get updates, you know?
Yeah.
But now, I don't know, for some reason, I'm just finding myself scrolling through and reading all this, like, just straight up nonsense. And like almost like empty vessels, just saying the most, I think everyone's just trying to say the most outrageous thing that's going to get them retweets and likes and whatever.
But yeah, I mean, how have you thought that this is not what that is though?
No. I'm saying that I didn't know, but I'm just like, it's.
To me, in all honesty, to me, that's all social media is really about. It's a popularity contest. No matter what information you're putting there, even if it's great information, knowledge enriching stuff, or it's just garbage. You're trying to get the most clicks out of it. You're trying to get whatever you're putting out there to get the most attention.
Yeah.
It's just everyone's looking for that validation. That's what it is. It's that validation. Are you telling me that, let's say Eusebius Mackays or something.
Yeah.
Tell me if he put out, these nice tweets or anything that was, you know, that's somewhat entertaining and smart and knowledgeable, and it got like 1-2 likes, 3 retweets.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think he would still carry on doing that? Hell no.
No.
Huh? No, I mean, I'm asking you, dog.
I think
that's who I'm asking. I'm asking you.
Yeah. Obviously, for different people, it represents different things, and obviously for journalists and celebrities and commentators.
Can you answer my question?
No, he wouldn't.
And why do you think that is?
Because it's a popularity contest.
Thank you.
I wasn't fighting.
That's it. No, I'm not saying you're fighting.
That's it.
That's it. That's what I'm trying to get at. I'm trying to get at, dog. Like that. And the thing is, I feel like people should actually, I complain about it a lot, but that's where I get most entertainment from as well. I mean, dog, why am I sitting on? Because I'm keen to see what people are saying on Twitter, dog. Sometimes people are wiling.
That's the thing. Yeah. Sometimes people are wiling, but other times people are so ignorant and it's enraging. Most of the times people are ignorant.
Do you really let that stuff get to you, though? That's the thing.
For a split second, I do. And sometimes I even find myself trying to reply. And then I'm like,
That's the mistake. It's like,
I was
watching the Breakfast
Club. But I do reply to like official Twitter accounts or like publications.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah,
that's fine. But like, because you want to drag them actually.
No. I just correct them. Like, for example, my broadband.
If they got dragged.
No, wait. Like, my broadband had posted about, like, oh, the rand sinks as the budget speech is made. I'm like, check your stats again. Rand is actually trading positive. You need to check yourselves.
But at the time that they put that out there?
Yeah, but that was literally... Anyway, that's another interesting topic.
At the time that they put it out there, maybe that was the truth.
Yeah. You know how they were swift to update things. But that one, they were just letting it simmer there.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah.
I just feel like, social media is just, I mean, it's enjoyable to watch, dog. As soon as, as I was saying, dog, that interview with that Casanova, I don't know if you know him, he's a rapper in the States. He was on the Breakfast Club. And recently they had like a young beef or something with 6ix9ine, Tekashi 6ix9ine. So Tekashi was, he baits a lot of people. And this guy Casanova apparently is like quite the gangster, who used to be a gangster.
Casanova, right? Yeah.
And everyone was like telling him, fam, do not get sucked into this guy and do something stupid that will make you end up in jail. Because this guy's baiting you. And that, because 6ix9ine is social media, dog.
I don't follow these guys.
Can you imagine if Casanova, like, took the bait that one time and did something stupid over someone who's doing stuff for popularity? Can you imagine throwing away your whole life for social media?
Just for social media. No,
and people be doing it all the time, dog.
Yeah. There's a lot of people who've
and the thing is, social media takes control of people's lives. That's why I think it's really hard for the generation that was born into social media. That they're gonna find it real tough, though.
They are.
They're gonna turn like, oh my goodness.
They are.
Like, but, I mean, I'm like, I can't imagine what it would be like for like junior school for me if social media was around. Like, what the hell, dog?
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. No, it's... I mean, that's the thing, it's about our crazy generation. Bro. We were just... Well, I mean, our generation on this continent. In the US, it's very different.
Yeah.
Like, we were just in between that point of, like, analog and digital. We just experienced dog, a little bit of tapes.
Speaking of analog and digital, Michael Eric Dyson. Don't know if you know him. Mm-hmm. He's a amazing writer. He's a leader there in the States. Uh-huh. That guy was saying that, fuck, what did he say? He said something like, we are digital. You're putting analog. Shit, what did he say, man?
You want to look for it?
Yeah, let me look for it. Let me look for it.
I mean, everyone survives different phases of communication, and I'm sure it will become rationalized, but it's definitely changed the way we communicate, the way fucking even elections happen, you know. It's changing a lot of things, and it's gonna be interesting. And I would like to see how it goes as I age, how my social media use is gonna change. Yeah. I mean, I think it's already changed from when I first started on social media. When I used to post everything on Facebook and what?
Because we don't know what we're doing, right?
Yeah, we didn't know what we're doing, but also we were like just super excited and shit. Now we post everything and we wanted to disappear after a few hours.
Yeah, it definitely also depends on what state you're posting it at.
Yeah,
now you're in an emotional state. Now you're saying emotional stuff. Woo! Now you're in a sedated state.
That's one thing I've always been able to get a grip on. Like, I've had emotional outbursts on social media, but no one can ever pin down what it's about exactly. You know, it would be some convoluted passage or some lyric of a song. Like, I've never actually, like, gone all out and just said crazy shit on social media.
Yeah, I probably have, like, but, like, long ago.
Yeah.
And the thing is, you know that even now, dog, say you're about to blow up, right? Mm. Like, now you're starting to get a manager, you know, like, people are like, hey, look for me. Is there anything that we should
that we should
like,
know,
like, it's about to be your moment, you know what I'm saying? Is there anything, or you're about to run for some sort of office, you know? And they're like, and you probably like, yeah, there's a lot of stuff back in the day.
There's a lot of stuff.
You can go back and delete all that stuff.
It'll still
but there's
be there.
Companies that exist they that collect have already it. Got that stuff.
Yeah.
Archive it.
That's scary.
And you're like, what?
That
they
is scary.
Archive everything because they know, okay, one time when this guy blows up, or whoever it is, yeah.
But that's why this GDPR thing is very important now. The General Data Protection Regulation from the EU. And it's like that's become illegal. Like, they can't do that.
Break that down for us, bro.
So GDPR legislation, it basically has forced all sort of social media and digital media companies that collect your email, your phone number, all your personal data, all your advertising data, all the cookies and all that stuff.
Yeah.
There's very strict rules on what they can and cannot do with that data. It came after this whole Facebook scandal with Cambridge Analytica, where they were selling people's political inclinations to political parties and whatnot. So this GDPR, General Data Protection Regulations or whatever, so it basically regulates that. And it even affected our company in the sense that where I work, in the sense that we had to change the way we did things. So now there's a lot more legislation that's going to come in place. Obviously this applies to the EU, but also the US has one in the works, and obviously in SA we have Poppy on the way that's going to replace PIPA or something. So it's going to have massive implications for companies that store our cell phone numbers, everything. Even social media companies that store tweets, like, you can request your data. That's why now if you go on Facebook, you can request all your data and download it.
Yeah.
And then tell Facebook to delete it. And Google as well. But if it really happens, like if maybe there's some crazy guy out there that still saving stuff,
yeah. It probably is.
Dog. Yeah, it probably is. It probably is, and it's crazy.
Yeah, man, I can't find this quote, but I'm seeming to believe that it's something along the lines of, you can't solve digital problems with analog
solutions,
something along those lines. Hmm. But he broke it down really, and it was like, it sounded so simple, but I was like, God damn, you know?
Yeah.
And yeah, he was really just talking a lot about this whole cancel culture.
Ooh, you know, I've been
that's a big
thing. Yeah. There's a podcast I want to listen to. It's the 12-minute podcast with Juice and Easy. Shout out. There was another episode of theirs that I had a lot of problems with, but yeah, we'll try and get them on Much Chat, yeah. And we'll have a discussion.
Yeah, I wanna, this cancel culture thing is
it's a thing, and it must be done. I won't lie to you.
What must be done?
This cancel.
People must be canceled.
If you've committed a heinous crime. Or if it's general knowledge that you've committed a heinous crime, you must be cancelled.
Cancelled from where? Cancelled of what?
If you're a musician, for example, you're done.
But what's a heinous? Who determined what a heinous crime?
R. Kelly.
Okay, but that's okay. Yeah, that's okay. Yeah, that's fine.
What? In what frame are you speaking about cancel?
No, in that frame of social media, when something comes out, uh-huh. Say for example you did something 10, 15 years ago, uh-huh. It comes out, and then everyone's like, yeah, we're canceling you.
Yeah. Look.
No, really, like.
Yeah.
There's cancel culture, but is there no redemption culture?
I suppose there is, but it also depends on how it happens. So if it's a thing where, like this Liam Neeson thing, gave me sleepless nights.
Now I thought about this actually.
Right?
I thought about it.
So, because I was about to say, like, if you come out and say I did this, but now I'm repenting, like I've understood my actions and I'm bringing this to you, even if you didn't know, I'm bringing this to you and I'm letting you know that I said these things. And I'm ashamed of it, and I've changed my ways, and blah, blah. I believe in different things. Yeah, but that's a 50-50, whether people will forgive you or not.
Yeah,
right.
But that's with everything, right?
Yeah, right. So, like with the Liam Neeson thing, I believe he should have gone about it a whole different way, right? Not just start blabbering now in an interview for a movie you're promoting. It didn't make sense. I think homie was high on something.
No, I don't think he was high on something. I think he was just like...
I think he was trying to be earnest.
No, yeah, I think not he was trying to be. He was being himself as the 67-year-old or 60-whatever-year-old person that he is from Ireland. Like, at that age, I promise you, I'm not going to give a damn about who I offend if I do. Like, and that wasn't his intention or anything. Like, he was just being real, saying a situation where he felt that, you know, he was... that where revenge was a bad thing. And he was ashamed by it, and you know, because of that whole that's just what he was saying.
Yeah.
Like he was just trying to put that across. There was no other agenda. He wasn't trying to hurt someone. He was just trying to put across the situation.
Obviously, yeah, he was explaining.
In my view, he was inadvertently self-therapizing in a way.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And just because he probably wanted to tell someone this for a long time.
Yeah.
Before,
yeah.
And it was just and he found a good opportunity. Mm. Yeah, it might have hurt some people, but I mean, this was a long, like, that's the thing. It was a really long time ago. In those days, some things were considered okay. But the thing is, he didn't do anything. He had those terrible thoughts, racist thoughts.
Yeah.
And but the key thing, Vumi, is that he acknowledged that it was horrible.
Yeah.
That's another thing where people... like you must understand the whole thing, you know?
Yeah.
Don't just take a look at what this guy did or what he said and then just forget the rest. Yeah. The context matters.
Mm. No, it does.
And yeah, sure, people can be outraged because a lot of people, dog, he's a hero, bro, on TV, you know?
Yeah.
On the big screen.
Taken.
People enjoy him. So it hurts some people because obviously, you know, people love celebrities. But like, I honestly, in the beginning, I was like, actually, damn this guy, man. Because of the way things were reported, right?
Mm.
Because of the way Twitter had put stuff out. Headlines.
Yeah.
So like, I was like, actually, man, damn Liam Neeson, bro. after all this, do us like this, man. Why don't you just shut up and sit at home and just eat his millions? And then like, as time goes on, you start to, you know, read more about the story.
Mm.
You listen to the audio. You listen, you know.
Yeah.
And
you understand what like, was going on.
I understand, dog.
But then that's what I'm saying.
And I was also like, with, I'm
the,
not mad.
With the clear thing, it's all about context and it's all about the way you put it out there. But with that Liam Neeson thing, because like I said, I think I said in one of our WhatsApp groups, I was like, guys, forever we've been asking white people to come to the table and deal with their toxic thoughts and their superiority complexes and all that, right?
We can't shut it down when it happens.
So this guy came out with his thoughts.
Yeah.
He shows you that he's admitting to you that these thoughts were there and that he's trying to deal with them. But now he's ashamed for
having them. Yeah.
How are we supposed to? Because we've been saying, let's talk. Let's talk. You guys must talk. Biko now, told them you guys must talk amongst yourselves. You must talk. But now when they talk, we shut them down.
You shut them down, dog. So now who's going to come out and be like, because there's so many other white people that probably had the same thoughts, similar thoughts, you know, around the corner thoughts about that.
Yeah.
And now they're going to be like, I'm not going to put anything out there, dog. I'm not going to say, I'm just going to keep it in my group and we're going to chat
about it. And,
But like, I'm not going to put it out there to have the conversation, which is what needs to happen.
Yeah. No,
another thing for me, it's like, this happened like so long ago before your boy even blew up. Like he was back in Ireland even just doing his thing. It was a long time ago, bruh.
It's a mess, actually. But it doesn't excuse it.
People are putting the energy that they should put into someone who did it right now into a person who's asking for redemption. Yeah. Or at least,
you know what I also think it is? I think for the longest time, people have fought for dialogue, but then they haven't really put thought into what dialogue actually means. Like, when this person externalizes their internal thoughts and their past preconceptions and whatever, how do you, as a person of color, as a woman, as a homosexual, as a transsexual, okay, with them, yeah, look, it's still tough. Yeah, they still need to fight. But yeah, how do you then begin that dialogue? Because it's also a thing of like, because of the trauma of racism, of sexism, of gender bias and all that, how that trauma has caused a lot of pain.
Trauma.
It's caused a lot of pain, and discussing these things is painful, and someone externalizing their past thoughts can be painful. I understand that, but how do we then have that conversation? Because that conversation needs to happen.
You know what I think, Bumi? I think a lot of the time when people say they want to have the conversation, that's not what they mean. Mm. What they mean is, we want you to admit you done fucked up.
And then
that's it. And then they don't want to hear more. Yeah. Because that's actually what they mean. Because I think they're trying to say, no, they're trying to not coerce someone, but make them comfortable enough to come out with it. Don't really actually want to hear your hardship about being racist. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They don't want to hear, oh man, it was so, like, you know, I had these preconceived notions and it killed me. You know, what? It killed you, having those notions in your head. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no.
I don't think they really want to hear that.
Mm.
They just want you to admit it.
Yeah.
So that they can cancel you.
Yeah, basically. And on that bombshell, this episode has been, a lot of gold has been dropped, a lot of gold bars. But yeah, look, that's society, man. Where is it going?
Let's just chat. There's one more thing I wanted to bring up. Seeing as we're on the topic, we need to get out of here, but let's just talk about this real quick. Caster Semenya, right? I think I might have mentioned this to you a while back. The fact that she has to go to court for this is fucked up.
Oh, right. Totally.
But this is not what I'm talking about. This is not the. It's not about the case or, you know, everything that Gus is going through. My issue is about,
I'm scared,
that 25 alleged 25 mil that the government is forking out for her defense.
Yeah,
I don't know if I'm comfortable with that. Why doesn't Custer put up her own money? She's got money. Why doesn't she put up her own money? Why are we putting up that money?
Because
that money, allow me, that money could be well spent in Athletic South Africa. For those, how many times have you heard about Athletic South Africa athletes not getting paid? What's her name? That after the Olympics, gold medalist or something, never got guap from the government, from nothing, for like as a reward for doing well, you know. Like they did you see those flipping tracksuits? They don't get nada, dog, right? Even Custer wore that tracksuit. But what I'm saying is, like, I feel that 25 mil could be better spent elsewhere in Athletic South Africa, but I don't think that we need to foot the bill for her. I'm totally behind the cause. I understand where you're coming from.
Considering it's budget week. But I'm not supporting this, but the only way I can rationalize this is that Custer is a national treasure. Because the thing is, it's one of those damned if you do, damned if you don't. Because if you don't, maybe, she won't say, I don't think she's that type of person, but people will say, oh, why didn't government support Custer? People are like, oh, where was government? Why didn't government help? Why?
You really think so?
Yeah, no, definitely. You know people.
Yeah, okay.
But also, I think it's also one of those things where she's a national point of pride, and it's also because government sees it as a bit of a human rights issue. That's the real thing here. So it's a human rights issue as well as a national pride issue. So there's higher things at stake here. I think the higher thing is the fact that human rights.
Yeah.
She's having her human rights really, 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 really
violated
right now. Mm. Right? Having to prove in a court of law that she's woman enough to come. It's sickening. It's sickening.
It's disgusting.
And even that other Hungarian or Soviet lady, I can't remember her name.
Yeah, yeah, I know you're talking about her.
She was also like, "How? What you guys are doing is wrong." But she didn't have to go through half. She went through a bit of shit, but she didn't go through half the shit that Custer is going through.
You know, the simple thing is, dog, why? If someone said it on Twitter, I can't remember, but they just made a point like, fam, if someone has a higher IQ, and we're all writing the same test, right?
Yeah.
Are you gonna give them pills to dumb down their IQ?
No.
So then why are you doing it to Custer? Do you know what I'm saying? And why only is it the codes that she runs? Do you know what I'm saying? That's another thing.
Altering. They are making rules to alter her chemical makeup from birth.
Yeah, that's what it is.
That's sickening, dude. That's how she was born.
Yeah.
Like, I don't understand this whole thing. The world's lost its mind. I tell you this right now.
Yeah, dog.
There's nothing rational in this whole case. Nothing at all.
Yeah, it's quite clearly a target, dog. She's being targeted, and that's...
It's
that's
shocking.
It. And that is it, really.
It's shocking. I hope she wins.
I mean, like, I cannot imagine what her mind must be like. She's a super strong person.
I think she's very strong. But,
dog, can you imagine being told, nah, dog, the way you were born, your makeup is just, it's not, nah, you're doing too much.
Yeah. And fuck it. How long is she going to be running for? Just like, you think someone else like her is going to pop up? No, she's one in a million. Like, leave her alone. Let her win all the golds. It's like saying Usain Bolt mustn't run the 100 meters anymore. He must shorten his legs or whatever.
It's exactly like that. Like, it's exactly like that. But this actually brings up another thing I was thinking about. Before we get out of here.
Sickening. Yeah.
You can say if you want to talk about this or not. Maybe we can leave it for another time. What's but it? How do you feel about trans people competing in... So, for example... trans women competing in women events.
I have no opinion, literally.
You really have no opinion?
I
What do you mean you have no opinion? Are you being honest, or are you trying to be PC right now?
No, I have no. I don't know. I don't think so. I think they. I don't know. I don't know, because the thing is, also like.
So say for example, to put it just very rudimentary, Usain Bolt says, you know what?
I feel like a woman.
I identify as a woman.
Yeah.
Because that, to the best of my knowledge, yeah, that's the threshold. Identify as.
Yeah. No.
Yeah. Oh, so if you identify as a woman, you're not a woman. You don't.
No. If
that's
because that would be against the rules, because she's not biologically. He is not biologically a woman.
Yeah, but he's a woman because he identifies. So that's what I'm saying. Like with
in sport, it's about the biological classification.
Yeah, but that's not how it's going, though.
What do you mean?
That's not what's popping.
No, what do you mean that's not what's popping?
Like, in other words, like, there's a lot of sports where there's trans women,
mm-hmm,
who are competing against women, biological women.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
It's been going for a minute now, though.
I didn't know that.
There's this woman who's, I mean, clapping.
But I literally have no opinion. I have no problem with that. They should be allowed to. But the thing is, if Usain Bolt now comes and says, I'm now a woman, and starts running the women 100 meters,
you wouldn't be before that.
I think that, first of all, I think that would be bizarre.
Why? That's how they identify, dog.
No, I know, but
I'm just saying, like, that's what's happening. Like, and in other words, there's a case where I urge people to go and look it up. In America, where there was a woman wrestling,
mm-hmm,
federation or whatever,
mm-hmm,
there was a guy, a trans woman, competing against,
mm-hmm,
biological women, and fucking them up. Mm-hmm. Like, this girl was doing, like, she was, oh man, Bumi, she was annihilating all these women.
Mm.
It was clear that she had a biological step up.
That's up to those governing bodies. I personally have no opinion on that.
You kill me with that no opinion things. But anyway.
Really, I have no problem. Because one, I'm not a wrestler. I imagine if I was a female wrestler,
it's not,
I don't have an opinion about it, dude.
So if Messi went and said that he now identifies as a woman and went and goes and plays for Argentina women,
for the women's,
yeah, you'd be like, yeah, that's cool, that's fine.
Yeah, that's what, like, if that's what Messi wants to do, then Messi must do it.
But it's not about what Messi wants to do. It's not about just that.
But that's
person.
What I'm
that's
saying.
The thing.
The, like, sports rules say that chromosomally you must be a woman. The sports rules.
Yeah, the sports rules say that. But Vumi, when we are living in a time now where there's a strong one feminist movement type thing that says that everyone can do everything.
You know what the ultimate thing is?
What is the ultimate thing?
You scrap gendered sports. Everyone must play against everyone and see what happens.
You know what will happen.
Then
you know what will happen? Like, that's what will happen. Yeah. They'll be like, actually, you know what? Maybe we should separate this.
And if so, and if so, be it then. Or maybe we just start, no, but what if we start saying, no, now, physique or strength. Like, that's how we'll divide teams, with physique. I don't know.
But that's good, because the easiest thing.
The logical conclusion is to be like, fuck it, everyone play against everyone, and then now after we see what that does, and then we conclude that okay, maybe we should do it the other way.
Because maybe what you might find in that, I actually think,
because isn't ultimate frisbee, they both sexes can play on the same team.
I don't know. So. I don't watch that, but
I don't watch it either. But I think.
But when it comes to sports that have a physical aspect to it, I mean, I think it's clear you should separate it, because it's an unfair advantage. Because then can you say, okay, no, the Argentina men's football international team,
uh-huh,
they can play banana banana and be like, oh, but I mean, it's people. So why
don't
you know what I'm saying?
You can go down the rabbit hole with this.
I'm just saying, though. I'm just posing questions.
You can go down the rabbit hole.
I just think
all the way, but
I hear what you're saying. I think in terms of when it comes to sport, there's a clear distinction between the sexes. Now, when it comes to defining what the sexes are, that's another story.
It is another story. It is another story.
That's another story. Because it's not just two, right?
It's many. Many different...
The different sexes?
Yeah.
To my understanding, you know, obviously it's male, female, and I think there's intersex, which is like the biological things. And then there's obviously the other ones, which are the... Is it wrong to say the social constructs or not? The other sexes. Like the non-binary and stuff like that? Is that a social construct? No. What is that? It is, right?
Yeah, it is, yeah.
Yeah, so the other social
construct... Gender is a social construct. Sex is biological.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. There's a lot of... So is there an across-the-board acknowledgement that... There's only those sexes.
I don't know.
Yeah, I'd be interested to find out.
That would be interesting to find out.
Yeah.
But yeah, let's.
On that note.
On that bombshell.
Yeah, let's.
Let's get out of here.
Let's get out of here. It's been your boy MZ
and your boy Vumi,
and this has been the Much Chats podcast. Thanks for listening.
Cheers.
Danke.